This folder contains one document titled Context for Neuropsychological Correlatives from the Brain, an article, a Scientific American article by Norman Geschwind, written by Z. Charnow, Sunday, May the 4th, Spring, 1986. What distinguishes the human brain is the variety of more specialized activities it is capable of learning. The preeminent example is language. No one is born knowing a language, but virtually everyone learns to speak and to understand the spoken word. And people of all cultures can be taught to write and read. This is on page 108. Continuing on page 108, another distinctive characteristic of the human brain is the allocation of functions to the two cerebral hemispheres. That the human brain is not fully symmetrical in its functioning could be guessed from at least one observation of daily experience. Most of the human population favors the right hand, which is controlled by the left side of the brain. Linguistic abilities also reside mainly on the left side. On page 110, he says, the specialized regions of the brain that have been investigated in the greatest detail are those involved in language. On page 112, although the partitioning of linguistic functions among several sites in the cortex is now supported by much evidence, the rigidity of these assignments should not be overemphasized. Continuing on page 112, although the detailed mechanism of recovery is not known, it has been established that some groups of patients are more likely than others to regain their linguistic competence. Children, particularly children younger than 8, often make an excellent recovery. Left-handed people also make better progress than right-handers. Even among right-handers, those who have left-handed parents, siblings, or children are more likely to recover than those with no family history of left-handedness. And this section has been highlighted. The relation between handedness and recovery from damage to the language areas suggests that cerebral dominance for handedness and dominance for language are not totally independent. Page 115, Geschwind says, the distribution of the more specialized functions is quite different, and it is profoundly asymmetrical. Continuing on page 114, in everyday life, this lateralization of function can seldom be detected because information is readily passed between the hemispheres through several commissures, including the corpus callosum. The specialization of the isolated hemispheres should not be overstated, however. The right half of the brain does have some rudimentary linguistic ability. Moreover, there are doubtless many tasks where the two hemispheres ordinarily act in concert. That was on page 115. Pages 115 to 116, he states, for many years, it was the prevailing view of neurologists that the functional asymmetries of the brain could not be correlated with anatomical asymmetries. If there were any significant differences between the hemispheres, it was assumed they would have been noted long ago by surgeons or pathologists. On page 116, he states, in general, the length and orientation of the sylvan fissure is different on opposite sides of the head. What is more significant, the posterior area of the planum temporal, which forms part of Wernicke's area, is generally larger on the left side. The differences are not subtle, and can easily be seen with the unaided eye. The asymmetry of the planum temporale can be detected in the human fetus. It therefore appears that the enlargement of the left planum cannot be a response to the development of linguistic competence in childhood. On the contrary, the superior linguistic talent of the left hemisphere may result from the anatomical bias. The enlargement of the left planum can be explained in terms of the cellular organization of the tissue. On the planum is a region with a distinctive cellular architecture, designated TPT. The extent of the TPT region is considerably greater in the left hemisphere. In the first brain he, Galliberti, examined, it was 7 times as large on the left side as it was on the right side. Continuing on page 116, Gershwin says, Galliberti and Thomas Kemper of the Boston University School of Medicine also examined the brain of an accident victim who had suffered from persistent dyslexia. He found that the TPT areas in the two hemispheres were of approximately equal size. Furthermore, the cellular structure of the TPT area on the left side was abnormal. The neurons in the normal cortex are arranged in a sequence of layers, each of which has a distinctive population of cells. In the brain of the dyslexic, the strata were disrupted, one conspicuous anomaly being the presence of cell bodies of neurons in the most superficial layer of the cortex, where they are normally absent. Islands of cortical tissue were also found in the white matter of the brain, where they do not belong. Although no firm conclusion can be drawn from a single case, it does seem striking that a structural abnormality would be found in the language area of a patient who was known to have a linguistic disability. If you see the article in Science, volume 199, number 4311, pages 852 to 856, written February the 24th, 1978, you will see reference to these articles. Of equal size, but were they equally large, as with the brain found by Garibaldi, which was 7 times larger on the left side, or of equal size, but equally small, as in the right side? This is a comment by Z. Charnot. And the second comment by Z. Charnot is with respect to what function, when he's talking about the islands of cortical tissue not being where they belong. Perhaps there is a healthy and beneficial function which supersedes certain kinds of linguistic performance. On page 117, Gershwin goes on, a peculiar skewed departure from bilateral symmetry is observed. In the right-handed people, the right frontal lobe is usually wider than the left, but the left parietal and occipital lobes are wider than the right. The distribution of brain asymmetries in left-handed people is different from that in right-handers. And this comes from Specializations of the Human Brain, The Brain, a Scientific American book.